I like to introduce myself. My name is Abyss Marquis, and well, I'm the human orchestra called Biz Marquis. Making music orally is my specialty. When I go, I want you. Girls get excited when they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow, and I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billie Jean, by Michael Jackson, all the treasures to your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it, you will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music, make the mind bend.
I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' hearts pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from New York City all the way down south. Saying rhymes and making music, but my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the streets, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say, what? Grown people used to say, what? Making that strange noise, it was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When they came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, biz.
Make the music with your mouth, biz. Make the music with your mouth, biz.
yeah, what's up? Welcome to another Jazzo's World. I'm your host, Jazzo Wilms, the celebrity media king. And we have my co-host in the background. What's up, Linda?
Hey, Jazzo, what's up? The media
Nothing,
king
man.
Is
what?
Back on.
What'd you say?
How you doing this week?
Oh, good, good, good. What do you think about this election, man? What do you think about your president?
I still can't breathe. You know, I was wondering why I was feeling kind of funny. You know, it's like someone said, I just felt sick to my stomach because we don't know what to expect. And a lot of people is just still don't understand what the heck happened. What he did everything in his power to say the wrong things, and he still got
yeah,
in.
True.
What
yeah, crazy,
happened?
Crazy.
I'm thinking he was supposed to get it. He was supposed to be president because there's no way he should have gotten past all those Republican, you know, candidates. No way he should have gotten past that point. And then he got past the point to where he won. So wait,
yeah,
is
right.
That fate? That wasn't luck. That was fate. You know, so let's see what happens.
Hey, we ain't got no other choice right about now. What do you think? Shoot, but look at all the things that happened the day after. That was crazy. All them schools and stuff like that. I'm like, if the popular vote didn't matter, then what happened with this electoral vote? Come on now. It seemed like a setup.
Yeah, and all the people that were protesting, I wonder if they were all old enough to vote. And, you know, I guess they did vote, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
And if they're protesting what? Why are you protesting? Is nothing that can be done, not a thing.
Yeah, but they gotta be heard. And I think, like, the young people, they seem very hurt. You know what I mean? Dumb F Trump, and they got shirts out now. I'm like, wow. I mean, they seemed like they were very hurt. Like, everybody went out. I even worked the polls that day and went out, and it was so many young people coming out to vote. And then at the end result, this man still win, and it's not because of the popular vote, because electoral vote? Come on now, that sounds real crazy.
Yeah. So we got to give him a chance because there's nothing else that could be done. So let's see what happens. Like they, you know, they say he looked at the job of the presidency from the outside. Now that he's on the inside, I understand when he takes office in January, everyone from all around the world is going to be testing him and things are going to be coming fast and furious. And let's see if his hair turns a little whiter. President Obama's hair did. You see, at the beginning of Obama's presidency, his hair was dark, and now it's over, I guess.
Yeah, right? That was crazy, crazy, crazy. I think we're going to have a good show tonight. I see you got two nice guests that's going to be coming on. I'm going to give a shout-out to my cousin that's listening. What's up, Carla? Keep your head up, 52nd and Chester Avenue, Big Joe. But you got two hosts. I mean, I should say guests. And tell us more about the guests.
Well, you know, I want to bring them on, so if they want to join in the conversation, they can. First, I have a longtime friend. I mean, I've been with this particular person for like over 25 years. We have produced so many shows together, fashion shows, beauty competition, lay competitions, and he's just a phenomenal person, graphic artist, photographer. You know, he kind of like does it all. He's in front of the scenes, behind the scenes. But I brought him on today because he was a casting director for 14 years for Liz Lewis Casting, and I know some of your listeners are trying to get into the entertainment industry, and sometimes they don't know exactly what to do when they go on an audition, or maybe he could just give us some tips and stuff. So I have Vinny Taylor. Ben Taylor.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Vinny?
How you doing?
We good. You're on live on Jackal's World. I'm happy. I'm over here like, wow, we got a legend right here.
Yeah. Look, if Benny better not be shy, because he's a radio personality as well. I mean, his resume is like 5 pages. But before we talk to Benny, I also want to introduce Archuleta Chisholm. She is a senior writer with herdaily.com, so she's going to be talking to us, too, about some of the wonderful articles that we have on herdaily.com, which is the voice of the multicultural woman. So, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's beautiful. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
So Chella, you're going to be on for the whole time with us, so, you know, please feel free, and Vinny, you know, just to chime in and stuff. But Vinny, you know, tell us a little bit about what it's like to actually be a casting director.
Well, yeah, it's a great experience. It's a great feeling knowing that you can help somebody further their career and that you make an effect on what's seen in the media, because we actually, as an actresses, that get on in the commercials.
That's hot. How about
this? You create people, you help people, you know, mold their careers. And that's just a great feeling.
Well, that sounds excellent.
Yeah, when they come to the auditions and stuff, and they have their photos, I mean, what have you seen? What's the funniest thing that you've seen?
Oh, I've seen some interesting things. I won't mention the product name, but I did a body wash commercial, and all the girls had bikinis to do the commercial. So they're coming in for the audition, and they all say, you know, can I change? And you always say, well, yeah, sure. And what they do is they usually just take their jeans off, and they got their bikini on underneath, and they got take their shirt off, and they got the bikini top on underneath. But this one particular girl said, can I change? And I said, yeah. And I'm doing some paperwork, and I look up, and she's completely naked, changing into her bikini. So I was like, okay, all right.
You said so, you wanted to change you, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
She wanted to change your mind so you could pick her.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what she had in mind. So it was amazing. It was incredible. Needless to say, she actually did not get the part, though.
Hope your eyeballs stayed in your head, though.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some unusual castings. We did a video game, and we needed BMX bike riders and their girlfriend and a stripper. So the producer comes in, tells us what they're looking for and everything. So we go through this whole casting process. We go out to strip clubs and talk to strippers, say, would you like to come in and audition for this video game? And they all say, yeah. And then we get the bike riders and the girlfriends and everything, and we blow this fan so they're on the bike and they're on the back of the bike and the hair is blowing, the whole thing. I said, what do we do with the strippers? And the producer says, well, tell you what, we don't have any time right now. Just tell them where my hotel is, and I will take care of the rest of the casting. So one of the PAs, the production assistant, comes in and picks up the stripper pole from us because we had bought a stripper pole. And he takes it to the hotel. So about 3 days later, the guy brings it back. And I said, how was the casting? Because we never heard any results. He said, there was no casting. That was for the producer. So all he needed was the BMX bike rider and the girlfriend. They didn't need the stripper. The producer had gotten the strippers just for himself.
Wow.
And they got in a lot of trouble because they actually screwed the pole into the ceiling of the hotel room.
Oh, unbelievable.
Wow.
And I wanted you to tell that story because, you know, some girls out here, you know, they're just trying to get in, trying to get their foot in, any way possible, you know. Yeah. And sometimes this is what happens. So now you're out there butt naked, or, you know, they mm-hmm. take pictures of you or abuse you, and you didn't even get anything out of it. Now your self-esteem is just shot. And some girls were like, well, I don't care, you know, as long as I get in, or that's not going to be me. But, yeah, this still happens. I mean, Vinny, how long ago did that happen?
Well, that was a few years ago, but I'll tell you, I hear the same stories every day. This is going on forever. This will always go on. You have to make sure that when you go to a casting, you're going to a legitimate casting session with a legitimate casting director or agent. You have to make sure you're doing the right thing. You need to do your research. You can't just go out there and answer every ad that you see in a newspaper or a magazine or online. You just can't answer all of them. You need to do your research. If you don't have an agent, then you need to do your research and make sure that you're going to an actual legitimate casting.
Now, Jazz, I just want to let you know that Archuleta wrote an article on Miss U.S. 18. They're going to get rid of bathing suits, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I mean,
what do you think
as long? I think it's great because, you know, these days, teenage girls, you know, the audience that watches Miss Teen USA is, of course, teenagers and younger girls who have hopes of being in beauty pageants one day. And it's so much going on these days with body image and girls' self-esteem and how they feel about themselves and their bodies. So I think it's great that they're doing away with it, but I just think they also need to add more aspects to the girls to help them bring out other things, like put more emphasis on the talent and their speaking ability and things of that nature, volunteering and things like that. But I think it's great that they're doing away with it because it interrupts how girls feel about themselves, their whole body image.
Girls who are in beauty pageants, isn't it a beauty pageant?
Yeah, I would think that, I mean, that would be one of the aspects of it. You know what I mean? You're showing your beauty, meaning physically, mentally, and maybe spiritually.
Yeah, because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. So how are they going to get ready to go into the world of commercials where they're going to have to, or music videos where they're going to have to show their image? Because that's what they're actually hired for.
That's true. But I think that what they're trying to do, particularly with, you know, the teen competition, I don't know if it's going to go into other beauty pageants like Miss USA and Miss America. But I guess with the teen girls, I guess they're trying to have a foundation of just self-image and self-worth and trying to get them to not put so much focus on their body and focus on some other things. But, you know, honestly, I don't feel like the Miss USA, Miss America pageants will adopt that same concept. I just think that's, you know, what everybody waits for on those pageants is the swimsuit competition. You know, honestly, that's what everybody waits for. So, but I think with the teen girls, I think they're just trying to implement, you know, some other things as far as them. The only thing is if those girls go on to compete in Miss America and Miss USA, a lot of the things that were instilled in them, you know, as teens, you know, will that go away because they'll be back in the swimsuit?
Right. And when you go out to do auditions for commercials, self-esteem is a huge part of it. So there's a lot of rejection in the commercial audition industry. So if you're not used to being rejected, you're going to feel really hurt when you've spent money and done pictures and all of this, and then you go to a commercial audition and you fail because you don't have the look that they're looking for you need to know that ahead of time.
That's right.
Yeah, definitely. I have sent females from Philadelphia up to New York, and they never had, the experience, I should say, ongoing, and went up there and were hurt because they thought they were physically, they were pretty with the face, they were built a certain way, and they went up there and they might have looked at the headshot or looked at their bio and be like, next. And they was like, I stood in line for like 2 hours, and all they said was next. I was like, well, it didn't fit their criteria. He'd be like, but they took some girls in there that I look better than. But when their bio and their criteria, that's what they were looking for. She was like, that's messed up. I'm like, they're crying. I'm like, hey, that's life, baby girl. You got to get over it and keep on moving.
They didn't do their research because they would know that when you go to a casting session for anything, for a commercial, for a music video, for a print job, for anything, you need to research what they're looking for to make sure that you're not wasting your time. Because they have a specific image that they've spent millions of dollars researching to see what they want to put in that commercial. They want a tall, light-skinned black girl with curly hair. But if your agent doesn't tell you that, or if they don't put that in writing to say that's what they're looking for, then when you get there and you're the girl with the straight hair and you're dark skin and you got freckles, you're going to be rejected. And,
right.
And they need to understand. They need to understand what rejection is. You're going to be, if you want to get in that industry, you are going to be rejected more than you're going to be accepted. So you need to understand that. If you don't have a thick skin, then you need not do it. If you try to put your child into the industry and you're doing it to live your life through your child, don't do it because your child will hate you for the rest of your life. You will have embarrassed your child. At 7 years old, you're putting your child in a commercial and he can't handle it or she can't handle it, and you're trying to do it because you want the money. That's the wrong way to do it. They need to love what they do and like to play with other kids, like to be out there, like to show their personality, because if they don't, they're not going to be successful. And you've seen the stories about the child actors and where they ended up and how they ended up.
Yeah, pretty much trying to kill themselves on drugs.
I just found out the other day that the girl from Family Matters, the younger daughter, she ended up in adult films.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yesterday, she was on a TV show with a doctor. I won't say Oz's name, but she was on a TV show. and she was on there talking about how they wrote her off the show to make the Urkel character bigger. And she had nowhere to go at that point. She didn't know what to do. She felt rejected and felt that she had low esteem. So she decided to get into the adult industry because, hey, take off your clothes. They love you. I'm accepted now.
What's her name again?
Wow.
What's her name again?
I forgot her name.
Her name begins with a J,
but I'm not going to tell you the whole thing. But the point is, people have to understand rejection. So now they're going to take swimsuit out of pageant, but yet you're going to end up wearing a swimsuit when you become an adult and want to continue into the pageant. That doesn't make any sense. You're not being prepared. You're not being prepared. And in this industry, you have to be prepared. You have to be prepared. There's no way of walking into an audition and go, hi, I'm here, and you think that's enough. That's not enough. You have to be prepared. You have to wear the right clothes. You have to have your hair groomed properly. You better make sure you have on deodorant. Because you're going to be up close with these people that are going to make your life either very good or very miserable.
Yeah, true. Definitely true. Because it's not as easy as people think it is. It's out there. You got to have it in your heart. Because when I started in the industry, I started back in like the mid-80s as a background dancer with a female rapper called Ice Cream Tea. We were just opening up for Will Smith. He had a song called Girls of the World or Nothing But Trouble, and she did a rebuttal song, Guys of the World. And you would say it was hard because when I would start to look up for dancers and stuff like that, and we going back and forth to New York, we're up with MCA, and some of them dancers, you would see them, like, cry. Like, literally, I'm like, what the devil? Like, it's to the point where I was high all of them. Like, yeah, maybe we can use them for something else. Because it looked crazy because they people really looked like they were like, no, like, why not? I've been practicing all week. I'm like, heck, like, what are we going to do? Are you sure we're going to be safe to leave this place?
Yeah. See, this is the other part of the industry you have to look at. When you're being rejected, you have to be able to take that rejection. You have to be able to go to that audition and forget about it when it's over. When you walk out that door, you forget about it. It's already done. It's history. It's in the past. If they happen to call you and say, hey, we want to pay you to be in something, then that's great. But you're going to go to 20, even 30 auditions before you ever get a yes. And
yeah,
you better
pretty
understand
much.
That in this industry. You better understand that. Now, you're in Philly? Are you in Philly now?
Yeah, I'm in Philly.
We used to get a lot of child actors for Philly. Mothers take their kids out of school about an hour early, and they drive to New York on a daily basis for their children to audition for commercials.
Yeah,
now,
I remember
that. You might think that's crazy, but if you get a nice local commercial, say for a phone company or something like that, you can make $100,000. If you get a national commercial and get residuals and do something big, you can make $500,000. Like the guy said, can you hear me now? He made a good piece of change.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Vinny, I was about to cut
you
off.
He was a hairdresser.
I was about to cut you off. Like, hold on, Melinda, we take over the rest of the show. I'll be right back after you. Like, $100,000? That's a lot of money.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot of money.
That's why the mom was like, "Damn, school, you're going up here. You're going to do it."
Yeah. It's a whole lot of money. You can make big money in the industry, but you got to get in it. You got to be prepared. You got to be ready.
So that's why Jenny and I used to do workshops. You know, we used to write pamphlets and books so that if you can't retain all the information that you get at a workshop, at least you can have it in this book. And so when you go out to these places, bells should go off in your head. Ding, 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 ding. Oh, my God, on page 52, this is what Belinda and Vinny said, you know. So it was crazy, but, yeah, you got to know what you need to do. I just want to talk to Archuleta for a minute and just have her come in on some of the things that she's doing. She has two books that's out. One is called Heaven Knows Your Existence. And the other one is Joy Comes in the Morning. So I just wanted her to, you know, just tell our listening audience a little bit about her book.
Well, yes, my first book, Heaven Knows Your Existence, I had that published with the traditional publisher. I sent my manuscript in, and a few weeks later they got back to me and offered me a writing contract, which was the greatest thing in the world. I didn't know anything about publishing, about being an author, marketing myself, or anything at that time. I just kind of let them do everything, and they kind of set everything up for me. But as I grew in the writing world and I started to meet people and other authors and poets, I started to learn that I can do this myself. I don't need, someone to do it for me. So years later, when my second book came out, Joy Comes in the Morning, I self-published that. And I'll tell you that it was rough. It was hard. It was difficult. I wanted to scream and blow my own head off. But it was well worth it because I didn't have, you know, it was all under my control. I did what I wanted to do. And, yes, I had to find my own editor and my book designer and everything that the publisher did for me with my first book. I had to find each of those elements myself and figure out, you know, what worked and what didn't. I had to learn the smallest details, but I got it done, and it's something that I'm teaching other people to do. And so having workshops teaching people how to self-publish is one of my passions, because I believe that, you know, as a creative artist, you should do your own thing. You should be your own boss and not, you know, have to give someone else money to do something that you can do yourself. And so that's what I've been doing lately, and just getting out and really helping people, particularly women, because I go to a lot of events, women's events, networking events, and women, when they find out I'm an author, they come up to me and say, you know, I have this manuscript and I don't know what to do, or I don't know where to go. Can you help me? And then that starts the process. So, you know, I think, you know, being a writer is the best job in the world, because I get to say what I want to say, how I want to say it, and share my poetry with everybody. And, you know, nobody is looking over my shoulder telling me what I can and can't say. But I'm currently working on my third book, which is actually a self-help book for women, and another poetry book. So I'm staying busy. And,
excellent.
Yeah.
That's good. Would you want to do a poem for us right now?
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see. This is from my book, Joy Comes in the Morning. It's called Big Girls Need Love Too, and big stands for Believing in God.
I like that. That's very
girls.
Cool. I love the girls. What about you, Vanna? You like the girls? I love them. Dirty Deep in the Radio. That's how we're going to do this. The Dazzle's World. We love them. But go ahead. I don't even mean to cut you off.
Wait. We know that you love big girls. Vinny and I used to produce the Miss Big Beautiful Doll pageant. Then Teresa Randolph spins it off. Now she does the Miss USA pageant. And now I have two books out, Power of the Curves and Power of the Plus. So now we're going to hear a poem from Miss Athleticism. Go ahead, girl.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm your first fan.
Big girls need love, too. Girls, big girls, super thick girls, bold and beautiful girls, all of them dancing on the world stage. Who am I to tell this tale? Except that I'm a girl. I have big dreams, too. Who is she with the world at her feet, plagued by the reality of the image she sees, to just be accepted and free? She knows she was born to be a poet, not a supermodel. She would rather bask in the muse of Langston Hughes than to work a runway. Who is she that is loved and does love, but still doesn't think that love is enough? Girls, big girls, extra rich girls, sweet with no preservatives girls. She is you. She is me. All the big girls, believing in God girls, need love too.
Okay.
Clap, clap, clap. We had a clapping machine. We don't have a clapping sound machine or something. Oh, wait. We have a snap, right? Can you hear
the
snap?
Right.
Okay, here we go.
Right.
Hey. I'm still
okay.
Like a big girl.
We got to get better with that.
Hey. I'm still over here stuck with the big girl thing. Shit, I was over here quiet. It's like, loving it. Yeah, that was nice. That was definitely nice. And that's in your new book?
Yes, that's in Joy Comes in the Morning. It's a poetry book, and it also has a journal attached to it because I know how much women love to journal. And so after every poem, there's a journal question that kind of helps guide you through some thoughts and kind of lets you reflect on what you just read.
Okay, okay. That's a blessing. But I don't mean to cut nobody off, but we have one of our co-hosts just jumped in. I know she was in a meeting. This is Chi-Chi Couture. Hey, Chi-Chi.
Hey, everybody. Sorry I'm late. Don't kill me. Hey, lovebug.
No.
Hello.
You are never late. You are always on time. No matter
all
what
right,
time
I like
that,
that
is, it's always on time. So we got
I
you,
like
girl.
That.
Yes, yes.
So what we talking about tonight, y'all?
We were just talking with one of my senior writers for herdaily.com, Archuleta Chisholm. And she's a poet. She has two books out. And for our listeners that is also just tuning in, and we also have Benny Taylor, and he's a casting director. And he was a casting director for Liz Lewis Casting for about 14 years. So
awesome.
All the projects coming up. Yeah. So Benny, what other projects you got coming up?
Well, I just cast and did three commercials for Fusion East Restaurant in Brooklyn, and I'm always working on things. I'm always working on people's voiceover and demo tapes, so I just keep my feet in the industry. You know, when people need questions answered, they can always email me.
Well, if you ever looking for, you know, an extra, I mean, your girl got a little skills, a little fine.
You won't be an extra, you'll be a feature.
Oh, shucks, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I'm ready for my close-up.
There you go. There you go.
Y'all are crazy. That's a beautiful thing, beautiful thing. You just missed it, though. On one of the hottest poems I ever seen. What was the title of that poem again?
Big girls need love too.
I know that's right. We all need love, yes.
That's right.
You know, Archuleta, also read another article on her daily that I thought was really interesting, and it's a 5 smart conversation tips for women. Because, you know, the holidays are coming up, and sometimes some of us are going to dread going to parties because now we have to mingle and come up with small talk and stuff. So is that what happened? And is that why you came up with that particular article?
Well, you know, the holidays are always, I love the holidays, spending time with family. But sometimes some situations can be a little awkward, like when you go to holiday parties, office parties, because, you know, you see your coworkers one way, but then they show another side of themselves at the holiday party, and you're like, what? So-and-so is doing that? But anyway, or just, you know, family you don't get along with or haven't seen in a long time, and it's always awkward. But, you know, the best thing that any of us can do in those situations is continue to be ourselves and don't take yourself out of character and say something or do something you'll regret once the new year comes in. You don't want to come into the new year with negativity and having things you need to apologize for and all of this. Take the holidays as a time to just, you know, mend friendships or reach out to family or people that you don't get along with, you know, take that time to figure out why and try to repair those things, because it just gives us peace of mind. And especially now with everything that's going on in the world, we need as much peace as we can get.
I feel you, but some of those family members, you know, they just push you there. You know, you be trying to mend it, you be trying to be the big person, and they just push you. And then you just fall, and you just go off on the deep end, and you just don't, I don't regret it. Because if I did it, I meant to do it. I don't regret it. But y'all pray my sister for it. Amen.
Yo, y'all are crazy.
Yeah, I kind of keep my mouth shut because I don't want to have to say I'm sorry. I don't want to have to go back. And
come on,
God.
Come on. Don't say you're
I'm
sorry,
not doing that.
I ain't sorry. Because I'm not going to say I'm sorry. I wasn't sorry. I did that on purpose. You made me do it. You got it. I told you don't hurt me.
Especially with family members, because you know you got to see them again at the next event, the next family function and stuff. And I'm not trying to deal with it, so I'm not going to say nothing. I just know not to mess with you no more.
See, but that's the best kind. It's like you can't, like, unbe my sister or unbe my cousin. So even if I
right.
got to check you, you still my cousin and my sister. You all right, you got an attitude. You all right, you get over it. See you next Thanksgiving. See you next Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It's like no need to stay mad because, you know, we still will be family. We are.
Right.
Lovely pig. Lovely pig.
You get mad at your kids and you're like, Dad, I can't take them back. I can't, you know, you got to live with them. So, yeah, you're right. You just got to, oh, well.
It's done. It needs to happen. I had to check you. Now let's move on. It's the same like when your kids do something. They
mm-hmm.
need to get that beaten. You're not sorry for that beating. You don't regret beating them. So the same thing. And they get over it and we still love. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a wonderful thing.
Archuleta, I picked those were my two favorite articles that you have wrote. Was it something that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I did have an article that I wrote recently about Beyonce. There's the University of Texas in San Antonio. They have a new college course based off of Beyonce's Lemonade album.
Really?
And yeah,
wow.
It's called Black Women, Beyonce, and Pop Culture. And it's
so
being
what
taught,
are they teaching?
Well, it's being taught by a professor, Kenitra Brooks, and they're actually just going to break down all of the songs on her album and kind of talk about the issues of feminism, you know, the issues that she talks about in her songs and just kind of dissect them and figure out how it relates to pop culture, how it relates to Black women as a whole, and all of that. So
yeah, I'm trying to figure out where would you use that in life. Like, why do we need to know about Beyonce's own freaking? Like, I don't even know what she's talking about.
Exactly.
And what is that degree called?
I don't even know.
Another way
of
promoting
like,
the album. That's all it is. It's a marketing scheme.
Yes, like
it's
they
just a
marketing
yeah, scheme.
Just,
another way of promoting the album and getting
yes.
it out there. You know what I mean?
They just really
to do right now.
They really just help herself.
Yeah.
It's so much in that album. I don't know what she's talking about. Like the main purpose was about her husband cheating. Why do we need to learn about that in college? Like, why do we need a class on that? I'm sorry. I'll wait. I just feel like
you got to think about it. Most people in college, they listened to Beyonce. You got that age from 18 to 25, and they're going to go out there. They're going to buy. They're going to download. They're going to upload. They're going to do everything. So it's more or less a marketing scheme. You got to think about it. Lemonade. Like I'm not going to hear about no damn lemonade.
Right.
Yeah, lemonade.
It really surprised me that they, you know, are having this course, and I really don't think that women are going to be taking this course because they feel like it's going to benefit their life. They're just taking it because it's Beyonce, and it's not like it's a course that they need to complete their degree. I mean, it just seems real far-fetched, and I don't know what we're just talking
about self-esteem. And now you get into Beyonce's album.
and having a course for that, that's the opposite of self-esteem.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't get it.
You
want to
talk about her husband cheating?
Sense.
Yeah, look, keep your hands up, ladies. You can do it. Who knows the world?
Girl, but my husband is cheating.
Drink some lemonade.
Yep.
No,
drink some lemonade.
I think the colleges, all of them, are just full of it when it comes to the elective courses and stuff. Because all I need is maybe, I don't know, 28 credits to graduate with a bachelor's, but you got to throw on 100 more credits, you know, so you got to fill that stuff in, you know, with all kind of Greek mythology and English. I had that already. I had it for 12 years in school. Come on, just let me do my major, let me leave.
What are you going to draw attention
to the school or draw attention to the course or make it more, you know,
I understand what you're saying, but I still don't want to go to college to take a course about Becky with the good hair. Like, I don't need that in my life. I'm just saying.
Never.
The boys get the football scholarship and the girls get the Beyonce scholarship.
Yeah, but if you get that one credit, you're not going to take no calculus course. Let me get something easy. Oh, let's take Becky with good hair. I know I'll be able to get through that with an A. You know, that's an easy A. You know, I can get through a course of that, you know.
Yeah.
So it's ridiculous.
And how do you explain that when you go to work? And
yeah,
you have to
like, what does it teach you? How does it help you later?
What kind of degree you have? Well, I have a degree in Beyonce.
I think it's a dumb plan. What kind of credit you gonna get? It's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. And you're an R&B performer.
Like, I don't even like Beyonce's song. The new music is so all over the place. I don't know what she's talking about. I don't know about her mama with being from Alabama and her daddy being country with a mustache and big lips. Like, I don't understand. I don't want to know about the hot sauce in her pocketbook. Like, what are we talking about?
You know the words, Chi-Chi. You know all the words.
At the beginning of the song. That's what everybody's talking about. That whole beginning. That's
the
little. No, that's like the verse thing. The what they call it? The hook. That's the only part I know because everybody keeps talking about the hook. But it's just like, why? Like, I don't understand. It didn't make sense to me. I went and listened to it because everybody's talking about it, but I didn't understand why we're talking about it because it didn't make sense. So I couldn't see me doing a class in it. You know what I mean? Because she started on one subject and then she goes to another. And the Lemonade album was basically about Jay-Z cheating. So are we just, like, looking for another reason to talk about why men cheat? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much.
Well, sadly, I think that's what they're going to do.
We got to stick together, man. They're going to downgrade it some more.
Yeah, we got to get a Jay-Z course or an Eminem course or something.
At the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much money you got or don't have. We got a Nas course coming up. It's a why men cheat class because that's what the whole album is about.
And you want to talk about self-esteem. It's like where by taking a course like that, how does that boost somebody's self-esteem?
Right.
How does somebody go on?
I don't know. It seems like it's gonna take you down.
Right.
You know what it is? It's going to be the black women empowerment. We stand together. Men ain't nothing class. Like, I get it. I get taking it because it's something quick, easy, and, you know, you don't want to take another hard class. I get her point as well. But I'm just like, if I'm going to spend my money, at least let me get something for my money. I don't think you're going to get anything for your money with that class.
Right, because how do you use that in your life?
I mean, you can get the Y Men.
That's a home dinger.
On Facebook.
Yeah. How do you use that in your life? Oh, I learned Beyonce Lemonade, so I know all the words to the songs. So now I'm going to get a job as a secretary singing all those songs. What does that mean?
No, not even a secretary. You're going to be a gopher. You'll be a gold bar. Matter of fact, since we're talking about it, I need some lemonade. Yeah, you know what I mean? I need some lemonade.
Class is going to serve lemonade.
Yeah, I
the class is going to serve lemonade and cookies. While we're in class, we're going to have lemonade and cookies.
And this is for everybody listening. Anybody out there listening, this is Dirty Basement Radio. This is Jazz's World. You can call in right now, 646-478-4069, and tell me, do you need some lemonade? Do you need lemonade or Beyonce in your life? Call in right now.
What kind of lemonade is the best? Is it Lipton lemonade? Lipton?
Is it pink lemonade?
Oh,
it's strawberry mango lemonade.
Oh, yeah, Fridays they got strawberry mango lemonade. Yes, yes.
You
yes.
got to go to that little hut. What's those little Swiss farms? You got to go to Swiss farm. To get your lemonade.
The only place you have to go is my restaurant in Brooklyn, New York, which is called Fusion East. That's where you have to
yes,
go.
Yes, I'm coming through.
Oh,
my name on the list.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about the food there.
Well,
yes,
it's Caribbean and soul food. Caribbean and soul food. We actually have a cucumber lemonade drink, which is amazing. So if you want a different kind of lemonade, you need a cucumber lemonade.
And you said this is in Brooklyn?
Yeah, Brooklyn, New York, 1179 Elton Street in the Gateway section of Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Matter of fact, if you say you heard it on this radio show, I'll give you a free bottle of champagne.
Oh, I'm coming.
Look, I'll be on the radio show. I'm coming up there tomorrow. Be like, I heard it on a radio show.
I'm coming to say I am the radio show.
I'm like, I know, I heard you, Benny.
Yeah. You didn't hear me. You put me on. You didn't hear me.
Like, I heard
you. That thing with the Beyonce and the lemonade, I mean, my thing is building people's self-esteem. That's what casting directors
yes.
do. We build people's
yes.
self-esteem. So that's just tearing it down. That's just
yeah.
putting it right back in the opposite direction. I can't get
yeah.
people to dress right, smell right, and look right, and now you're going to talk to me about your husband cheating and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
I agree, and especially because, you know, it was, you know, assumed or alleged that the girl he was cheating with was a Caucasian woman. So that was
right.
the whole line with Becky with the good hair.
Becky,
so now we back
yeah.
to a whole with the black-white thing. Like, it just don't stop.
Right, because we don't have good hair.
Right, you know, black folk don't have good hair.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know what I mean?
That.
So it's another thing to put you down and compare
yeah.
ourselves to everybody else. So.
Well, that just makes us go to the beauty shop and buy the weave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't
have
good hair.
I got bundles on deck. I got
yeah.
bundles on deck.
There you go. See? but that's the difficulty of self-esteem. We want people, especially people of color, to have great self-esteem, because now we
right.
have a president who I don't think is for people of color, but we're not
oh,
going to get
Lord.
Into that. But,
I don't think
but
he's for anybody.
We just got to go to the positive and not even think
right.
about the negative. There's too much negative in our life as it is. So
right.
let's go to the positive side. Let's build up each other's self-esteem. Let's tell each other we look good, we feel good, we smell good, and then we can perform good and we can do things well.
Right.
You know, you want to get into a TV commercial, you've got to have a positive attitude. You can't walk in there and say, I'm not getting this. You can't
That's
do that
true.
because you won't get it. You know, however you think is what you get. So you can't think that way. You got to walk in there with a positive attitude, with your head up, held up high, and go in there and read the script or do whatever you got to do. If it's just an action you got to do, then just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the other thing is, we got to stop. People ask me, actors ask me all the time. They say, how can I get into a commercial? I said, well, stop buying the products that don't use your type of people in the commercial.
Mm-hmm. So
if you
true.
Keep buying those
yep.
products, then they have no reason to put you in the commercial.
You better speak wisdom.
Exactly.
Yes.
You know?
Like,
so,
look, why put you in the commercial if you're buying a product? I'm like, I don't need to market to you then, because I know
exactly.
you're going to buy it anyway.
Exactly. So stop buying the products that don't use you, so that therefore they have to look at their demographics and say, uh-oh, we're not getting those colored people. We need to put some of them in the commercial. So that's how you get more opportunities and create your own opportunities. Walk into a store that doesn't have commercials and say, hey, I'd like to model for your poster. Well, we don't have posters. Well, I would like to create one with me in it. So create work. Create your own work.
That's good. That is definitely good information. So everybody out there listening, listen to Mr. Vinatieri. He's a professional, and this is what he do. So you have to listen, and as he said, you have to build your own work. We're getting to the end of this show, right? So I want you guys to more or less tell how can, if anyone going to get in contact with you or learn more about the different skills that you have, how can they get in contact with you? Vinny, won't you start it out?
Well, they can email me, but four letters, VMTE at AOL. V as in Victor, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, E as in Edward at AOL.com.
Okay. Next, our poet with the lovely poem. I love it so much. How can they get in contact with you?
Well, the best way to get in touch with me is through my website, and I'll spell it all out. It's ArchuletaChisholm.com, ArchuletaChisholm.com. And from there, you can email me and you can connect with me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that, and also purchase my books.
Yeah, I know that's right. our credible co-host, that even though you came late, but we love you because we know you was handling business, Miss Chi-Chi Couture.
Uh-oh, she there?
Chi-Chi. Hello? Well, the celebrity media queen.
Yes, well, I'm on Belinda Trotter James, guys. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. You can read some of the fabulous articles that empower women at herdaily.com. And you can buy the book Power of the Curve, Power of the Plus, and 108 Modeling. Forgot the name of my own book. Oh, the rules of successful modeling. Oh my God! Well, anyway, it's all on Amazon, so it's all on there. So no way you can't find it.
Once again, Chi-Chi Couture is back.
Yeah, can y'all hear me
now? How can I get in contact with you? Yes, we can hear you. How can they get in contact with you?
All right, I was like, I'm here, y'all can't hear me. My phone isn't working, I'm sorry. But y'all can find me at the Beauty Bar in Seekane, PA, 1268 Providence Road, Seekane, PA. It's the Beauty Bar with an E, not a Y. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, Chi-Chi Couture, Couture in the World, One Lady at a Time.
Oh, that is a groovy thing. Yo, I want to thank you guys for coming on. I mean, this was a show of all shows. I had so much fun. It was so very informative.
Yeah,
thank you,
Vinny.
Nice thank you. Thank you, Queen Poetica.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
I'm loving that poem.
Thank you.
That was a blessing.
Okay,
all right.
Everyone. And I'm coming to Brooklyn to eat.
Love and keep your head up.